talking about podcasts. We're talking about itty bitty podcasts. The podcast.
Very many Monday Chunkies. I'm Carter.
I'm Dosh. That vibrato was goofy.
That was wild. How did you do that? Were you nodding your head?
I had to shake my head really fast. I'm Jordan.
I'm Jordan. I shake my head really fast.
It's me, Guys, Jordan.
We're launching right into the news. Something big has happened that I had assumed had already happened, but it hadn't officially happened until this last week. Streaming has officially overtaken cable in July and leads platform rankings for the first time. This is the first time.
That's honestly pretty crazy, though.
That is a big deal. And I want to spend a little bit of time talking about it because I think this could get lost in lots of other movie and streaming news. But streaming taking over cable is...
It's huge, yeah.
I think this is earlier than projected, that something
this
like
is this... is the future. I mean, George Jetson was born but a few weeks ago, according to his Wikipedia page. And so we are... It is the future. This is just further confirmation.
Currently, right now, the future. I think perhaps one of the biggest contributors to this... A lot of people do flaunt that, like, you know, Stranger Things did so well
the
and
internet.
Stuff. No, I think, that's probably it too. You know, if we're going to be honest.
Yeah.
Is the things like Paramount Plus, Peacock, everybody's cable now has things that you can't watch on cable.
Right.
Like for Chelsea and I to watch the new US season of Love Island, we can't simply just have NBC. We have to have NBC's streaming platform.
Yep.
What does a world look like? And is it much different than now? Sans cable television.
I mean, it just circles back around to cable, don't it?
Yeah.
It's just cable, but streaming.
Yeah. It's just cable, but more spency.
Mm-hmm. It is, there is this thing in evolution called carcinification, where everything eventually turns into crabs. Crab's body shape is like the most optimal body shape. Crab-shaped organisms have evolved.
Always said that.
Lady, you may not like it, but this is what the ideal body looks like. Where everything eventually
snip snap
becomes crabs.
Sure.
I think everything eventually becomes cable.
Yeah. There's already hints of it, me being the representative sports boy here. There's already hints of a lot of live sports going to streaming platforms.
Sure.
I think that'll be the last thing though to go. That and news.
Yeah.
With internet speeds the way that they are and streaming more reliably able to offer 4K HD options. Mm-hmm. And with the like watching Better Call Saul, watching Survivor or Big Brother, like watching these shows that I have to be like, it's not Wednesday yet, so I guess I can't watch the thing I want to watch. Like we live in an on-demand world, said the youth pastor. We live in an on-demand world and I think content is better when I can catch up on it when I'd like. And so I think streaming is pluses only with literally no downside to cable other than the a la carte cost that we're about to have to deal with when everything is an individual. Like no longer will you find The Office and Community and also Criminal Minds and also Friday Night Lights all on the same thing. Everything's going to be original programming on its own thing, which is why I'm thankful for Amazon. I have several like individual channel subscriptions through Amazon, so I can just open up Amazon and go watch the thing I need.
I think that's the way that it would need to, is like basically have your central
like an
hub.
Aggregator. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Because that's the downside.
Yeah.
Is that if I have cable and I want NBC, I don't have to pay for NBC and also Fox and also ABC.
Yep.
It's like there's the basic package.
Yeah. Well, I also would say almost every stream, I have three streaming apps that their UI is good. Every streaming app is terrible.
What are your three? What three do you like?
Amazon Prime, Netflix, and Hulu. Apple TV.
Amazon Prime recently did a big switch over.
It's good now. I would have their not included them in the good UI until like 2 weeks ago when they switched. But like Apple TV is a close fourth place. Hulu used to be the worst and now it's one of the best. It's one of the fastest to load. I don't know if there used to be a bunch of bloat in there, but Hulu used to take an eternity to open up and load. But Disney Plus is terrible. HBO Max is terrible.
Disney Plus is slow.
Disney Plus takes longer to load the home screen than it does to start the movie that I want to watch.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah.
Half the time I'm on Disney Plus is just trying to get to the thing I want to watch. Yeah. Because there is not a continue watching button. You have to go find the show every single time. Or the continue watching thing is like buried far underneath everything else.
The continue watching thing, like unless you watch the entire credits, drops you in at the last 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. Like that happens to me anytime we're doing a Marvel show for the podcast. I don't watch the whole credits.
And Disney Plus has 12 minutes of credits at the end of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. The Disney Plus app is awful. Obviously the content is there, but it's like, I would never go to Disney Plus to just be like, let's browse.
Right.
I would only open it up to find a thing I already am planning on watching, where I feel like the strength of Disney Plus would be if it was simple and fast to just browse. That's when I would be like, oh man, I haven't watched Luck of the Irish in a long time. Let's watch that. You know, like right. I would just go find random stuff to put on, but I'm never going to do that with the way that the app currently works.
Yep.
Yeah. I think I browsed once when it came out like mm-hmm. 2 or 3 years ago.
Cable almost, it's not dead. It's dying. It is dying. Au revoir. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I would say that Better Call Saul is the only air on normal TV show that I have watched in a long time.
Yeah.
That's not like a reality show. That's not like a reality show. I'm talking like a television show.
It is weird to watch Better Call Saul and be like, oh, this is where the commercials would be.
Right. And I'm watching it on AMC Plus, so I'm not getting any of that, but still to see where they would
fade to black.
No, I think I am. I just mean like, I'm not,
you're not getting the commercials themselves.
Right.
But still that fade to black and the like, oh.
For sure.
There should be an ad here.
A little bit on the topic of Hulu. I started The Bear.
Thank you.
Yesterday.
Were you stressed out?
I was, but it's very good.
It's so very good.
It's
Doge, did you finish it?
No, okay. We've still only watched the one episode.
It is my flavor. We started it after dinner.
Ooh.
Dude, it will be so hungry.
I had no snackies, dude.
Oh, no.
It was pretty tough. We're 3 episodes in.
Oh, good.
Very
okay.
good. Very good.
Yeah, man. It's a total, like, out of nowhere surprise for me. I really... Mm-hmm. FX is doing
FX
some
has the
real
movies.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Real, real good stuff. In the world of universes, that feels very strange to say.
Hmm.
The world
the
of
MCU
universes.
Is obviously one that we talk about a
world
lot.
World of universes.
2 big new shows coming out very, very soon are expanded universe shows, being Rings of Power, being House of the Dragon. There's another
I am
universe.
Excited for one of those.
There's another universe out there, though, that we need not neglect, and that is the never dying monster universe. So this was kind of redone with Godzilla. So Godzilla, King Kong, like that vibe. Like they want,
I thought you were talking about the Universal Monsterverse.
No, that one's dead.
That one's dead.
Yeah.
And nobody will open its tomb and release it.
Well, Apple is doing a series within the Godzilla Titan universe.
Really?
It is. Very recently announced. So our lead here is Mari Yamamoto. She's a Japanese actress who is very much a kick butt. She's great. You should kind of check her out. Let me see.
Is she going to be fighting Kaiju?
I think she's got to be. She's in a movie called Kate, which came out recently and had some pretty good hype. It came out in 2021, but it's about a female assassin. Its lead is Mary Elizabeth Winstead, but it also has Woody Harrelson. Would recommend giving that a watch. Pretty simple. Mm. But then she's done other things like Tokyo Vice, Pachinko. She's not a huge deal. And I don't know if this will put her on the highest platform, but it is exciting. I bring it up because this series will also star both Kurt and Wyatt Russell.
Cool.
Oh, man.
Right?
Cool.
So Kurt Russell feels very good for this universe.
Yeah.
A lot of what they're trying to do is uncover the origin of Monarch. We had some teases as to this organization that's kind of the shield of the Titan universe.
Sure.
Trying to figure out like what is this coming from?
The show's called Monarch then, yeah.
Maybe. It's super hush hush outside of that. We do know that the director is Matt Shockman, who his top filmography credits is he has been a big creative contributor to WandaVision, Game of Thrones, The Great, which is a fun show with Elle Fanning. And It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So,
oh, interesting.
Not a bad top four there. And yeah, so yeah. I think it's one of those fun things. We had something recently that we had mentioned years before, and then it ended up coming out. It's always fun to at least talk about it just a touch so that when it comes out, like, you remember when we said?
Remember?
But keep an eye out for that. I would imagine that would start production early 2023, and then we might actually get some Apple TV goodness at some point in the summer or fall of next year. So cool. I'm sure a lot goes into a production for a Titan universe.
If they can put that prehistoric planet CG money into it, though, I think it's going to look great. Prehistoric planet looks awesome.
Yes. Very, very good. Really quick, what is some Yas or Pass? We talked about The Bear for me. Not Yas or Pass, but what's streaming?
What are you streaming
these days, my friends?
Well, yesterday, did watch the new episode of She-Hulk. Did you guys watch the premiere of She-Hulk?
I haven't, because I was sonicking.
Very fun.
It's a blast.
The CG looks really great.
Oh, that's good.
I was very worried that it was going to look like Fiona and Shrek hanging out, but it's same. Like pretty decent. Other than that, I mean, we're deep in Better Call Saul.
Good.
Yeah.
Most of the way through season three by
Loves
now.
It. Good.
Yeah. Finished Better Call Saul.
Brag.
I won't talk about it, but it's worth your time. That's all I'll say.
What's your current flavor, Jordan? What you up to?
Yeah, been watching Big Brother, been watching The Challenge USA, been watching a lot of reality television recently, been on an international movie kick recently. But I'll say this, I am continuing my march through the Souls series right now.
Love that for you.
Wrapping up. I've got one final boss left in Dark Souls 3. Going to wrap that up after
That's
our recording
cool
today. And then I think I'm going to start Sekiro, which is very intimidating to me.
On our Patreon episode for Sonic 2, The Hedgehog.
It's weird that they decided to call it that.
I know.
But it's bizarre. Do love it.
You were talking about how Persona would be just my flavor. Sure. I feel like the series of which you have just referenced is the same.
I
love anything dark.
Yeah.
Souls, kill them, you know?
Yeah.
Dark Souls, kill them. That's my favorite.
Dark Souls, kill them.
Dark Souls,
that's my favorite.
Kill them up.
You know, a lot of people talk about Soldier Boy, tell them, but nobody talks about Dark Souls, kill them. And I think.
Thank you for finding that. I was wondering, why does that cadence feel?
When it's
so
like,
similar.
Let me kill to them.
Let me kill to them.
Was that supposed to be the intro of Low?
It is, yeah. It was actually. It wasn't supposed to be. It was.
Shorty had them big giant sword. Monster with the hair.
With the hair.
Thank you. I just kicked
Carter, what you streaming?
What you streaming, Carter?
I already said The Bear.
Oh, that's it. That's
The Bear, Love Island.
Yes.
All the kinds of Love Island. Sarah Hyland is now the host of the U.S. version of Love Island.
Wait, no way.
More like Love Highland.
What happened
Love
to...
Highland. That joke was made like episode two.
Ariel.
It's a good one. She gone.
Oh, bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
But they brought Ian is the common... He is like the narrator for this one too.
Ian sure
of
Ian
Taskmaster
is.
Fame of narration of the British version. Glasses.
Oh,
Scottish
oh.
Boy.
He narrates the British Love Island? I did not realize
and
that.
And the American Love Island now. Very
wow.
fun. That's one of the best parts of the show is
Big
you get to have
Ian
somebody
fan.
Who sees it with your eyes and is even possibly a little bit harsher on this show.
Incredible.
I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
And it's somewhere in the middle of what you gonna be streaming and Yas or Pass. When this episode releases, it is the morning after the series premiere of HBO's House of the Dragon.
Wow, is that this weekend?
That is this Sunday, like a day and a half from now. Will you be streaming House of the Dragon? Will you be watching?
Nope.
And why?
Yes.
Nope. Season 8.
Okay. Burn the bridge.
Yes.
Game of Thrones, burn the bridge.
Broken my
you.
Trust.
Nah.
Okay.
Yes. Just optimist. I just want to go back. You know?
Is there something specific about it that gives you hope, Carter?
It's supposed to be tighter. It's supposed to be... We're not getting too far out of the Targaryens. I looked at the cast list and there's a handful of houses and stuff, but it feels very just kind of sticking in that area.
Yeah.
And I'm fine. In terms of their vibe in general, I've always loved the design of the mystery of story of the Targaryen house. And so I'm down. I'll watch it. I think I'm going to watch this entire season, but I think I'll know if I want to go any further after this season.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a season. I'm going to give the whole season.
If I come to your house and I get food poisoning and then I find out that I got food poisoning because you just didn't cook anything, I'm going to be pretty wary of eating at your house again. And this feels like I have been invited back to try the same meal that gave me food poisoning last time and just cross your fingers, swear up and down. It's definitely not going to happen again.
Playing Dragon's Advocate. I also won't be watching it, but I think it is worth noting that David Benioff and D.B. Weiss are involved in no capacity whatsoever.
Don't care. HBO still had to greenlight everything that ended up on their screen.
Yeah, that's true.
Does the blame in my heart fall pretty squarely with D&D? Yes.
Yeah.
Not exclusively, though.
Yeah.
And like the fact of the matter is, regardless of how much we want to say that David Benioff and D.B. Weiss ruined everything, someone at HBO gave them permission to put it on the television screen.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know, man. I've never seen something fart and fall down as hard as Game of Thrones did. It had everything. It had everything. It had all the fans and then completely wasted it. Completely. I mean, I really have not. I know that it's like a meme to be like, worst thing ever. It is the worst, by comparison, the widest gulf between the top and the bottom of a TV show I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And the fact that it ended on the bottom. Not that it learned lessons and managed to be amazing, but in fact, what it seems like is that it got lucky and somehow managed to be good for a while until it just couldn't keep up the charade anymore. So no, I will not be tuning in.
What it seems like happened is that while they had material to adapt, they were willing to let talented creators do their thing. And then once we ran out of book, the reins got a little tighter. And D&D said, this is our show and we need to impress the Star Wars bosses so we can go get a Star Wars. And that's when it seemed to plummet.
Sure.
House of the Dragon is adapting a finished work.
Good for them.
A two-volume work from George R.R. Martin. He's way more involved in this series. A lot of the creators from the beginning of Game of Thrones that was good are back for this. And the bad ones are not back. Yeah. So,
and I bet this one is actually going to be good this time.
I'm at the point in my life, though, where I won't be surprised if it turns out that this one is good. I'm not going to watch it. I'm not interested in it on principle, I think. But it might be good.
Say I give it 4 episodes before I give y'all a legitimate opinion.
Yeah.
If I am real high on it, does that influence you?
It does, but I also think that you're going to be high on it until it gives you a reason not to be, whereas I would be low on it until it proves itself. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think you would go
Some
in...
Some call it grace.
Yeah, I think you would go in and be like, it hasn't hurt me yet, so it's good. And
Do y'all
want to like,
play-by-play, episode-by-episode, where I am?
Yeah, I would love that, actually. Yeah.
Is that your barometer?
No spoilers.
No.
But
yeah, I would love that.
Let's check in and just see how you're feeling on it.
I didn't blink about Bullet Train for y'all 24 That's hours true. Before it even happened.
That's very true.
Before we go to an ad break, I do want to very quickly remember what I was going to do.
Why don't you remember during an ad break?
Let's do that.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back.
I'm trying something
new.
That
was energetic.
I liked that. Sorry. No, that's just the postman. I can see with my front door. We're going to play a little bit of A Star Was Born. Do we still do the more you know thing?
We should.
Didn't we have a little noise for A Star Was Born?
Yeah. Did you not hear it? It just played.
I did just hear it. There it is. Our first actress.
Wait, hang on. There it is again. It just played again.
Was born on this day. Today, my friends, I have 3 people born on August 22nd. Can you believe?
Congratulations.
I jump around all the time. August 22nd, 1973. She will be turning 49 years old. In her filmography, 102.
Whoa, that's some voice
102.
Acting.
For those of you that don't know, A Star Was Born is what you've already heard. I give them an anonymous actor or actress, an actress today, big one. There's lots of them out there. And I give them the amount of credits that this person has. They get three random shots at these, well, in this case, 102 credits to try and guess who the actress is that was born on this day. What credit do you want first?
What year was she born? Sorry. You said
she
73?
Was born 1973. She'll be turning 49.
49.
The 49th credit.
Oh, no. I was just repeating her age. Oh. We could take the 49th credit.
Let's do it.
That feels like an appropriate way to honor the birthday girl.
I mean, I've never played this game, so I don't know. Hold up. The 49th credit belongs to a music video. The Lonely Island, Like a Boss.
Man, I wish I remembered anything about that music video.
Me too. I have this just feeling that it's Natalie Portman.
She does a lot with them.
Mm-hmm.
She's 49, you think?
I don't know, man.
I don't think so, because I think she was very young during the prequel trilogy.
I don't think she'd be 49. 102 credits, you said?
See?
You want to go somewhere in the 90s?
Yeah, let's go. How about 91?
Yeah.
Sandra. It's a podcast series. 4 episodes.
Like, honestly, that's BS.
Do you want to not do it?
No. Nope.
Podcasts count?
No, nope, we got a music
what episode,
video.
What episode
we got
is
a music
this?
Video like, and a podcast.
This is like our 400th episode.
I normally skip
400
this,
credits
would
to
Would you
name.
Rather be purists?
No, let's stick with it. Whatever.
Okay.
We're going to end this with not a single idea of who this person is.
Yeah. 100.
You
want to go trippy digi?
Okay.
I don't care. We could do whatever.
Shut up.
Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar.
Oh.
Kristen Wiig. Lock it in.
Just waiting for that. Playing Star herself. Happy birthday, 49th birthday, Kristen Wiig.
Mm.
She had an episode of Raw, like the wrestling.
Whoa.
She played a fake character in a wrestling match. Phenomenal. After she was on SNL.
Adore Kristen Wiig.
Yeah,
big time.
A treasure.
Big time. She is one of the Infinity Stones that make up the personality of my wife.
Incredible.
Do love her. Are this boy happy?
Chelsea or Kristen?
Chelsea.
You have to choose. You must choose.
51 years old, born August 22nd. This gentleman has 53 credits. Not quite as busy as his birthday buddy.
44.
Yeah.
44?
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
The Lodge. 2019's The Lodge.
I don't know it.
I've never heard of that one.
I'm going to go one late 20s, one late 40s. Get a little more recent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do 27.
27 feels good.
Robin Hood TV series from 2006 to 2009.
Oh, that was a TV series ever. I didn't know that.
How about 49?
Yeah.
The 49th credit of 53. Uncle Vanya.
Oof.
Y'all's faces.
How old is this person turning?
51.
Oh.
I was excited about to see one of the upcoming credits because it's bringing back a character that I really love. So I don't know how much that helps. And this is our
hey, virtually none. Actually none. It doesn't help at all.
I think this person's British.
Yeah.
Right.
I think so too.
Okay. So like, I think that perhaps, well, perhaps is hard to say.
I find that perhaps.
Yeah. It like, do you feel that?
Yeah,
that
yeah second, it breaks it a little bit.
It's a tough word.
Perhaps.
I think that perhaps.
Maybe say perchance.
I think that perchance. Yeah, that works.
Yeah, that's better.
Possibly.
I think that possibly.
Bringing
back a character.
Who's 51? Who's 51?
It is an animated character. TBH, I don't know if y'all have watched this, and it would be silly if you haven't.
Is it Arcane? I've never heard of it before.
Got him. Absolutely.
God, destroyed.
He's crying.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Dude, I don't know, man.
Just throw something out there.
That it might be Sir Michael Caine.
51-year-old Michael Caine.
He has aged horribly. He looks terrible.
Give us that guess, loves.
He's not British.
He is British.
Oh. Michael Caine? Yeah, he is. Terminally.
This actor is also British.
How old's Christian Bale?
Maybe this old. Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, lock it in.
Sure.
Bong bong.
Yeah.
This belongs to Richard Armitage.
Oh.
He is going to be Trevor Belmont again.
Oh, fun.
In another Castlevania thing.
Cool.
So, one of the best voices in Hollywood.
Did you listen to, voice. Did you guys ever listen to that scripted Marvel podcast?
He plays Wolverine. Right? Wolverine. You almost had that credit. Y'all were one off of it.
Oh, man. I would have got it. Yeah, he's so good in that.
You told me about that years ago. And I remember listening to it when I was like, had a gym membership.
Yeah.
Wow.
Time flies, man.
Our next actress was born in 1995, meaning she is about to turn 27.
Yep.
27 years
27.
Old. 72. Nope. That's, I would give something away if I told you how many, she has 72 of. 40 acting credits.
Give something away.
Give something away if she has 72 something credits. Think this individual is a musician. They have 72
or 72 credits. Episodes of something. How many credits? Say it one more time, sorry.
What? Sorry, I'm learning a lot. 40. One upcoming credit with Bryce Dallas Howard, Henry Cavill, Bryan Cranston, Sam Rockwell, Samuel L. Jackson, jeez. Catherine O'Hara, John Cena, Ariana DeBose.
What? What is that
and
project?
That was the credit order, my friend. So she is the ninth credited actor.
Let's go 36.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that movie for sure. Okay. Pop Smoke featuring Dua Lipa, Demeanor.
Told you it's a musician.
Is it Dua Lipa? I mean, could it...
Let's go a little more recent because I think I know who this is.
I'm going to go 39?
Yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion and Dua Lipa. Sweet
okay,
pie.
So it's Dua Lipa. She's going to act. Hey, that's a thing right now, man.
Say 47.
47.
Elton John and Dua Lipa, Cold Heart. DNAU remix. Happy birthday, Muse.
I'm in love. My Muse. I'm in love with Dua Lipa.
Goddess of our podcast, Dua Lipa.
Dua.
The movie that is releasing this year.
What?
Is called Argyle. The world's greatest spy, Argyle, played by Henry Cavill, gets caught up in a globe-trotting adventure. Our director is Matthew Vaughn of Kick-Ass,
no
X-Men
way.
First Class, Kingsman,
what?
Layer Cake fame. Why?
How
why
have I not just heard about this?
When does this come out?
It's based on a novel, graphic novel, by Ellie Conway. It says this year?
What? I like have everything we, that's been said so far.
Have we just found our Patreon episode
it's also
for
Jason
our Action
Fuchs,
Boy series?
Who did like, who helped write for It Chapter 2 and like Wonder Woman and Ice Age? Wow. What? Dua Lipa. I'll say this cast again. Bryce Dallas Howard, yep. Henry Cavill, yep. Bryan Cranston, yep. Sam Rockwell, wow. Samuel L. Jackson, Catherine O'Hara, John Cena, Ariana DeBose, Dua Lipa.
Dude, what is this movie?
What on earth?
It's an Apple TV Plus movie.
Fine.
It's expected to release sometime in 2023.
Okay. Someone saw Netflix's Gray Man and just punted it.
Yeah.
They were just like, here's a throat kick.
Yeah.
I'm so
let's
much
do
more
this
interested
better.
In this.
Okay. Yeah.
Doge, I think you might have stumbled upon something if you feel we have time. I don't mind.
I
the,
did. Like, yeah. I mean, you guys know I moved recently. You could probably see behind me, I've got a lot of cardboard.
Little cardboard.
Yeah. And do you guys, I mean, do you want to know like about this one that I'm holding?
Yeah.
Like what's
what?
In it?
What's
like
in what? That? What's in that box?
Yes. Dude.
Questions from Discord. I packed him up.
Packed him up?
Brought him with me. First question comes to us from Joseph Glass on Discord. And I want you to close your eyes. Let's engage in a little theater of the mind. You're outside. standing in your yard, watering your flowers or grass, the sky cracks open. A mysterious craft descends from the heavens, lands on the street in front of your house. The door opens with a hydraulic hiss. Beings from another world exit the craft. They approach you and they say, Carter? Or they say, Jordan? We are aliens. And we would like to know what your planet is all about. Joseph Glass says, if aliens were visiting Earth and you had to show them one movie to show what humanity is about, what movie would that be? And why?
We just finished that whole long conversation about how we couldn't figure out how to just kill 3 minutes randomly in the middle of our podcast. So I'm glad you figured out how to just go ahead and knock out 3 minutes for a single question.
I loved it. I closed my eyes. The difference was I closed my eyes.
Yeah, you didn't close your eyes, Jordan.
I don't do what I'm told. I do not do what I'm told.
You didn't let me transport you.
Dude, never done what I've been told once in my life.
Honestly, if I was your yoga instructor, you'd be a really problematic
student. I would just be standing there with my arms folded. I'd be like, you do downward dog,
no,
idiot.
I'm a stand-up dog. And then I'd be like, what's up, dog? And then I would cry. What movie are you showing the visitors from another world?
Oh, man.
It's got to be something that conveys to them that we are worth not murdering.
Independence Day.
Yeah,
let them know they landed on the wrong planet.
It can't be an aggro movie. I'll tell you what.
Huh.
I'm showing the aliens Paddington 2. That's my final answer.
Ah, sweet.
Dude, as soon as you asked it, this popped into my mind and it's not it, but it's not leaving. I'm trying to get it out of my mind palace and it won't get out. But It was like, as soon as you said that, I was like, Love Actually.
Yeah, some people are horrible, horrible friends, aliens. Some people are the worst friends you can possibly imagine, actually.
There you go. I'll stick with it. Why not?
I think I would play with fire a little bit because
E.T., huh?
Yeah, I'm going to show them E.T.
Yep.
Showing aliens a movie about aliens is playing with fire, it's flirting with danger.
Showing them
a bit.
How they're definitely going to get sucked up and captured by a bunch of white coat wearing dudes.
Well, I think it's like aliens. Listen, this is welcome to Earth. First of all, welcome to Earth. Second of all, we have the capacity for great good and great evil.
That's perfect. E.T.
Phone home. You know how it goes.
Phone it home, dude. Phone it on the home.
Our next question comes to us from Discord user, Anthony of the audience. I want you to close your eyes. Imagine this. I'm just kidding. We're not going to do that again. Actually, close your eyes. You're in a movie theater. The title card.
Shh. It's starting.
The title of the movie that you're watching comes on the screen. The movie is called The Pod Boys. What three names follow that title card for people who are playing us? Do you guys think it's more interesting? So Anthony, the audience, said, who would play each of the pod boys if Two Chunks and a Hunk had a biopic? Do you think it's more interesting for us to cast ourselves or for us to go around and like, I cast Carter, Carter cast Jordan, Jordan cast me?
I mean, whether I say Brad Pitt or you say Brad Pitt, I don't know that it makes a difference.
Yeah, people still say Brad Pitt for me, so. Yeah, what do you guys think?
Okay.
We cast ourselves?
Sure.
Or cast our friends? Carter, you're the game maker. You choose.
Cast our friends.
Cool.
And I get to cast Jordan.
So I'm casting Doge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Joseph Quinn will be playing Jordan Wonders.
Thank you.
I picked because it's easy.
Yeah.
It is easy.
Can I go back in time and pull a past version of someone?
This is my favorite thing to do. Like whenever I'm like reading a book and thinking like, ooh, who would play this in a movie or whatever?
Younger version of someone?
Yeah.
I love creating like out of time asynchronous casts.
Because early 2000s or late 90s, Brendan Fraser has Doge written all over it.
How fun is that? Have you told him this before?
No, just happened in my
more
brain.
More like Encinoge, man.
Just happened in my brain right now.
That's fun.
That's really fun. I really, really enjoy that.
I love that.
I really enjoy that. 2006.
2006? Is that where you're going?
Mm-hmm. This is for more of a, not a physical casting, but a vibe casting. Certainly not a laugh casting, but able to play the one of the funniest people that I know and also one of the sweetest people that I know. We're going to get a mid-2000s Seth Rogen to play Carter in this biopic.
Okay. I love it. I love it. Joey Quinn, Brendan Fraser, and Seth Rogen.
Early 2000s Brendan Fraser, not modern day Brendan Fraser. The vibes, no, the current, vibes are not correct for Doge on modern
current
day
Brendan Fraser, I think, would be good for me.
No, no. I love that. Let's do one more.
Let's do one more.
We do one more.
I really love that. This is a similar question from Rufio on Discord. What is your top three worst casting choices? So this is actually your chance. If you don't like who your friends cast to play you, you can say that here as one of your three worst casting choices.
I've got mine.
Go.
Jared Leto as the Joker. Yep. Jared Leto as Morbius. Jared Leto as the Gucci brother. Yeah, that's
pretty good. I'm going to co-sign Jared Leto as the Joker. That's a horrible casting decision. I'm going to co-sign that for sure. Ooh, very interesting. Very.
I'll go three right now. Yeah. Three off the dome. Jared Leto as Joker.
Sure.
Hundo, 100%. Don Cheadle in Oceans.
That could have been Idris.
I know.
Only.
He's actually Trouble. British, y'all.
Bonnie Rubble.
He wasn't a big enough
fan. Bonnie Rubble. Trouble. Bonnie Rubble. Trouble. I'm going to say it. Kevin Costner is Robin Hood.
How dare you? The best worst.
Yeah, it was bad.
It's so funny because there are castings that are very, like, a movie that sucks. I feel like the problem is not often the casting. Mm. But movies where casting is noticeably bad, it's so easy to be so bad that it's good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's... Yeah.
It's a vibe.
It's very valid. Yeah, I'm sticking with Jared Leto as Joker. That one's a guarantee. That one's a slam Dunkarooski, for sure. I'm going to say, let me think. Now let me think for just a minute here.
Shh, Carter, let him think.
Sorry.
Okay, this is spicy. I'm going to stay on the DCEU side of things just because it's what's on my brain right now. And I'm going to say not because his skill set isn't good, but because the writing wasted him. So this is not a reflection on the individual. This is more of somebody whose skill outpaces the project that they're put in, so they are miscast. Mm. This is Henry Cavill as Superman. He's so much better as an actor than those movies are, and he does not have room to be charming or interesting, and we end up with a very flat, boring Superman. Obviously, he looks the part, but Henry Cavill has way more charm and talent than he is allowed to show us as Superman.
So how would you differentiate then between good casting, bad script? Because it feels like that's what you're saying with that, right?
Yes and no, right? So if what they wanted was a stoic, eye candy Superman, cast somebody that's all they can do. Because now that I know Henry Cavill can do so much more than that, I am disappointed by how little he does as Superman. So I'm going to call that a miscast for the same reason that I'm going to say Amy Adams as Lois Lane is completely wasted and she gets to show none of her talent or range.
Mm. Mm.
I like that.
So you're going for wasted casting.
And also Jared Leto as Joker.
He gets to show none of his range.
Yeah, he doesn't get to show any of his cool. He doesn't even, not even one time does he get to be like, we were the kings and queens of Gotham.
It's like you cast him in Suicide Squad, but you don't let him morb out even one time.
Not one time is it Morbin time in Suicide. I just don't understand.
Morbin time.
Never even morbs. And it's like, why cast put him in that role? In it? If you get Jared, he's going to morb.
He's going to morb every single time. 30 seconds to morb. Blade Runner 20 Morbi 9.
Morb needs moms.
End today's.
Hey, has anybody ever said 30 seconds to Morb before? Because that's so funny.
That is really good.
Felt good. It felt good.
To end today's episode, there's a lot of people that have not seen our sound wizard. We don't even see him today.
Mm.
But in this movie, we can't have a Two Chunks movie without Adam.
Obviously not.
Beautiful.
To end this episode, I would love your name, and then I would like you to cast Adam. I'm Carter. Josh Gad.
It's powerful.
Mm.
It's powerful.
It's powerful. I think the forums would be lighting up with like Josh Gad initially auditioned for the role of Jordan, but then discovered that he was perfect for the role of Adam.
Josh Gadam.
Ooh. Oh, Gadam, dude.
Gadam, dude.
It has to be perfect.
I know. It's so hard. Casting your friends is hard. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think who would have great chemistry with Joseph Quinn, Seth Rogen, and Brendan Fraser. As long as we're plucking people out of time and placing them in our movie, 2001, Sean Astin.
Oh.
It's so powerful. I can't even look at it. Oh.
What's the point of even giving my casting at this point?
Wowee.
I can't even look it in the eye.
He's right there the whole time.
Wow. I'm phoning it in. Jack Black. Move on. I'm Jordan. Jack Black. It's Sean Astin. Wow.
Very
good.
The
power.
Very good.
Yeah. That's a fun movie.
It's a very fun movie. Secure the rights. Don't tell Melissa. Don't tell Melissa.
Melissa. Melissa.
But I can host you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.